Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today I'm going to talk to a woman who is passionate about learning, passionate about education, passionate about STEM and STEAM, and more than anything, she is passionate about young people going to college. For 20 years, she has been putting on the Black College Expo, and this year will be no exception. At the LA Convention Center on February 2nd, over $70 million in scholarships will be up for grabs, and the question is, will you be there? I know who will be there, and that is Teresa Price, who is the founder of the National College Resources Foundation. She joins me on the phone right now. And I don't think I've ever seen you when you weren't excited, Teresa.
Oh, man. You know what? It is an awesome feeling to know your purpose. So I'm excited about life and being able to be a vessel for young people.
You've been doing it and doing a terrific job. Just talk real quickly about how you started the National College Resources Foundation and started doing the College Expo.
Well, you know, I started because I did not know about Black colleges when I was in college at Long Beach State. So I said to myself, when I listened to people talk about their experiences at the Black colleges, I was just like, they have Black colleges? What? So I'm one of those, okay, I felt like I missed out. So at that point, I said, okay, you know, I'm in radio, I'm doing that. And I'm like, started my company, and I'm like, it would be awesome to do a Black College Expo because I don't want another kid, regardless of color, background, whatever, not to know about the history and legacy of historically Black colleges and universities, HBCU. So with that, I said, hey, let's do the Black College Expo. And we did it, and we had 35,000 people in line wrapped around the corner at the LA Convention Center. They sent out the riot gear, police, thinking it was going to be a riot. All people wanted was just information on education and just finding out more about HBCUs, historically Black colleges. And that's where it all started. And from there, I said, one day is not enough, because this told me then people wanted information. So I started going into schools, just talking and empowering young people about higher education and why it's so important. And I'm in East L.A. at a school in East L.A., a high school, and, you know, predominantly Hispanic population, and I'm there, and I'm saying, you guys got to go to college, and it's like 100 12th graders, and they're looking at me. I'm from the Black College Expo. I said, but these colleges want you too. There's no color barriers. They want everybody. I said, but look, higher education is important. So I said, how many of you guys are taking the SAT? I go around. Nobody's raising their hand. I said, three times, two times. Okay, one time. Nobody's raising their hand. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I knew then. I start going on my soapbox. You got to go to higher education. You got to more opportunities. Long story short, they stand in line at the end to speak to me. And they started saying things like, my counselor said I wasn't college material. Can I go to college? I have a 3.0. Can I go to college? I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. This is going on? Instead of me like sitting here trying to blame anybody, I said, what am I going to do about it? So from then, I vowed that day to make sure that whenever I'm speaking, as I'm speaking right now, I'm going to share information and empower people, empower young people. They can do and be anything. So as a result of that, we do the Black College Expo now around the country in about 12 cities, L.A., Atlanta, New York, Oakland, D.C., Maryland, Houston, Dallas. It goes on in Sacramento, Seattle, San Diego, Fresno. It just goes on and on and on, because I'm on a mission, Pat, to change the world. It's nothing about me. I'm a humble servant. But instead of me sitting here gossiping about what's going on in Washington, what are we doing about it?
Exactly.
And it all starts with education.
We are talking to Teresa Price today, founder of the National College Resources Foundation and the creator of the Black College Expo, celebrating its 20th year on February 2nd at the L.A. Convention Center in the South Building. And from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., we'll give you information, too, about how you can register and how you can find out more. But this has become, as you just alluded to, a lot more than just a Black College Expo. And, of course, you know, you always want to help. We want to help our own, and we see a great need in our own communities. But I know also started doing a Hispanic College Expo.
We do
and
a
I know
Latino College Expo.
And I know also that everyone is welcome at these events.
Oh, definitely. Everyone's welcome to write for the scholarships we have. We've given away close to $1 million in scholarships every year at every expo. At this expo, it's our 20th anniversary, so we're giving away over $20,000, just us, that day. And all students have to do, 11th and 12th graders, is write an essay on why is a college education important to me. 500 words or less. That's it. Nothing else is needed. Just that.
Okay,
and
now
you automatically qualify.
I want you to talk about what people need to know. A lot of people who are listening might be interested in coming themselves and bringing their children. So who can come to the expo? What should they bring with them to make the most out of this opportunity to be in front of administrators from schools from across the country and corporations that are giving out scholarship money, so many other entities that are going to be there. But what do people need to bring with them to be prepared?
First of all, college planning starts in elementary, so fifth, sixth graders, they need to be there. It's free for students under 12. What we focus on that day in terms of immediate resources, if you're in the 11th or 12th grade, and if you're a community college student or a transfer college student interested in transferring, all you need to do is bring your transcripts, your test scores, as for your high school, SAT and ACT. You present those to, we'll have over 200 colleges there. About 40 of those colleges are going to be accepting on the spot, waiving application fees, giving away scholarships on the spot, millions of dollars in scholarships. Also band auditions. If you play a musical instrument, if you sing, they will be auditioning you right there on the spot and offering you scholarships right there on the spot. So we have seminars on why attend a HBCU, booming careers, hip-hop artist Yo-Yo does how to get A's in English, and she used hip-hop to teach these students. We have Real Talk, college versus high school. I mean, it goes on, 411 for the student athlete. There's athletes out there trying to get recruited. We even have programs to help them get recruited. So with so many opportunities. We have a STEAM Pavilion. Guess what, Pat? This year, not only do we have a science, technology, engineering, arts, aviation, agriculture, and aerospace pavilion, we also have a beauty, health, and fitness center for the whole family so they can come and learn tips on how to be healthier, beauty tips, all that. We'll have people there doing hands-on services. We have a prom pavilion. There'll be a prom fashion show. We're giving away 1,000 dresses
wow.
to girls in need right there, right there.
I think it's absolutely awesome. It's awesome. You can get more information at thecollegeexpo.org. All the details for the event will be there and also about some of the other services available from the National College Resources Foundation. Teresa mentioned their STEM and STEAM programs. They are really avid advocates of science, technology, engineering, math. This is so important, especially for our young girls, and I know you put an emphasis on them. But I would like for you to say a little bit about students who are in community colleges and some of the what you would recommend to those people.
If you're in a community college or if you're in a college and you want to transfer, all you need to do is bring your transcripts from all the colleges you've attended. You, again, will meet with the college recruiters that will be right there to recruit you, and they will talk to you, share their programs, talk about what you want to major in. They, too, will accept you on the spot as well as waive all the application fees. In addition,
did you hear what she said?
On the spot.
She said waive all the application fees. That is
yes.
a significant thing.
Yes.
Especially for students who are in disadvantaged communities but who have really good grades and can qualify for a lot of different schools, but your family cannot afford to pay all of those application fees.
Right, right. And so you're saving thousands, actually, just in application fees. Just think about it. If you have 30, 40 schools accepting on the spot, average application fees, $50. You're saving thousands. You're saving a couple of thousand dollars on application fees. And the other great thing, too, if you're 18-plus, you're looking for career opportunities, the Urban League will be hosting with us a jobs, internships, and career fair. So there will be jobs and internships and career opportunities right there as well. They're interviewing right there for those opportunities as well.
And
so
one of the,
something for everybody.
Yeah, one of the cool things, too, about the Black College Expo is that, you know, after all of this hard work is done, y'all party over there
at
the after show. The expo goes on from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then from 3 to 5, there's the after show. Always some great entertainment. What can we expect this year?
Oh, yes. We have, actually, Kel Mitchell. You guys know Kenan and Kel.
We love Kenan and Kel.
He'll be hosting our after show along with the Westbrooks, and we got Yo-Yo. Salento, now watch me whip, now watch me nay nay. No. We have a lot of special and surprise guests coming just to celebrate our 20th anniversary. There's a step show, there's a dance off, and you know what I love doing, Pat? We give away money just for people being excited. Because it's all about giving and feeding our community. So they might get a $50 bill just because they scream loud.
Oh.
Or they might just because they smile loud. Or they were just excited about life. We love just giving money away.
You're giving us lots and lots of reasons to come. You know, this is an overwhelming process very often for families when they look at college. And so many of us believe, wow, we could never really do that. This is where, at the Black College Expo, this is where you get not only the encouragement, but also all the tools. And actually, you could leave there with money for school. This is an event not to be missed. The 20th
right.
Black College Expo. They've got millions of dollars in scholarships that will be available on February 2nd at the LA Convention Center in the South Building. It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the expo, 3 to 5 for the after show. Visit thecollegeexpo.org to find out more or call 877-427-4100. Whatever you got to do, be there. And
yes,
Teresa.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome is we even have something for young people thinking about starting a business. There's going to be a platform and a seminar to meet with other business owners to help them get that going.
I think that's fantastic.
So it's something for everyone.
It really is. Teresa, love you to pieces and really just appreciate your contribution, not just to our community, but to our country and really to the world. Because as you educate a person, you educate a family, and it just starts a cycle that can spread around the world. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. God bless you. And I just love what I do. Thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity.
We've been talking to Teresa Price this morning, founder of the National College Resources Foundation and creator of the Black College Expo. You can get more details on their website. I'm Pat Prescott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.